This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, June 22nd. The ETF industry is growing at a rapid pace. At the end of May, there were nearly 6,400 exchange-traded products worldwide from 280 providers listed on 65 exchanges in 53 countries. And the research firm ETFGI reports global ETP assets soared to a record high of $3.1 trillion. Ron O'Hanley, chief executive at State Street Global Advisor, says the growth can continue.
If you think about where we are now, with lots of products proliferating, it's much like the mutual fund market in the late 80s. And the mutual fund market started, direct distribution, popularized lots of different products. And you know, the likes of Fidelity and Vanguard were putting out terrific new products every week. That's a little bit of where we are now in ETFs.
In an earlier interview on Bloomberg Television, O'Hanley said the next stage for the ETF industry will be greater understanding of how to use and employ the products.
You should think of ETFs as simply a vehicle and a way to package an investment strategy. So I think you'll see more and more innovation there in terms of putting various kinds of instruments into ETFs.
State Street recently strengthened its global ETF unit. Nick Good and Rory Tobin took over management of the firm's global ETF business, replacing Jim Ross, who became chairman. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.